This is Pedaling the Pueblo, a project of Living Streets Alliance, connecting you to bicycle events and news in Tucson. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm your host, Sofia Moraga Franco, Bike Initiatives Coordinator at Living Streets Alliance, and I'm here today with my guest, David Contreras, to chat about the barriers that exist for people of color to get on bikes. David, could you introduce yourself for us, please?
Hi, I'm David Contreras, he, him pronouns. I'm also an art teacher at Challenger Middle School and a Fugista.
Thank you. And how long have you been riding bikes, and what was your introduction to them?
I've been riding bikes since I could remember, really. Since I was little, I have this really big memory of this Ninja Turtle bike that I used to ride, and that's like the first bike I ever had when I was little.
Yeah, a little, like a tricycle type
of... Yeah, with training wheels and everything, yes.
What made you feel confident to start taking your bike, like, to other places and exploring new roads?
Me and my friends would actually play hide and seek in the neighborhood. So we would like just kind of like chase each other around, and you know, there was really no rules to it. We would just like ride all around the neighborhood and try to find each other. So that was a really big like thing that I always remember, you know, and that would always get me everywhere. You know, there was no limitation to where we could go. Sometimes we would go too far and we'd have to really figure out how to get back.
iPhone GPS to get you home.
No, exactly.
Yeah, kind of have to go your way on those things. So, you said you're a Fugista, and part of what you do with Fuga, as well as the work that you have in school, is to run one of the bike clubs for the Fuga on the south side. So can you kind of tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, through Fuga, you know, through many talks and conversations, even before I joined the group, you know, there was always this idea of having a bike seed program. And with implementing it, now we have one at Challenger Middle School. And that's really been a really integral part of just like my kids' whole atmosphere at school. Like, you know, it's something that they look forward to. I even started hosting 2 days a week because they were demanding it. But, you know, a lot of that stuff was really brought through Fuga and a lot of funding that we got and things that we did to accomplish those things.
2 days a week because they demanded it.
Yeah, exactly.
So what are you doing to get these kids so excited about bicycles?
You know, just having the bikes there. You know, a lot of these kids, a lot of the students that I have and serve don't have bikes, you know, so it's an opportunity for a lot of them to ride a bike without having to worry about, you know, even purchasing one. And we've been able to train at least 3 kids within my program already to ride a bike. A lot of kids joined the group, you know, not having any skill set at all. So that was a really beautiful thing to see.
Wow, yeah, that's really powerful. I do a bike club through LSA at Pueblo Gardens, and I just taught like my first rider how to ride their bike. And I was like getting emotional, and I was like, don't cry. Like, it is very powerful see that, to like be able to bring those resources. Yeah. This has been an episode of Pedaling the Pueblo with your host, Soph, and guest, David. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. And to find out more about Pedaling the Pueblo, visit the program page at kxci.org.